Hi, folks. Christy here. This is the beginning of an experiment. I am wanting to get more experience recording audio, especially because I'm working on a podcast for the Recompiler magazine, along with other audio projects. And so I'm going to start to record and post my blog, my personal blog posts. I hope you'll join me, and I hope you enjoy them. Let's get started. October 30th, 2015, Life After Mozilla, or My Next Adventure. It's been nearly 2 months since my last day at Mozilla. Hard to believe that that much time has passed, and yet it feels like it's gone by so quickly. Rainy, gloomy weather has arrived here in Portland, for which I'm very grateful after such a long, hot summer. My plan for my first weeks away from Mozilla, most of September, was to spend as little time on the computer as possible and to intentionally not think about my next career steps. I give myself a B at following this plan. At first, I did great. I did a lot of work around our house, mostly in the form of tidying and organizing. I made a bookshelf from scratch, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out, given I'm pretty new to woodworking. I played a lot of Civilization. I read. I slept in. I played with the dogs and took photos. And then I started reading and trying to respond to my email. More than a few of you were interested in how I was doing, what I was planning to do next, and maybe might I be interested in this or that. It's been amazing to hear from all of you, to know you value my skills and experience, and want to be a part of helping me find what's next. Not only amazing, but unexpected. I often struggle with recognizing my own value and how I contribute to others, so this kind of explicit feedback is really helpful. Thank you, everyone who's reached out. And know that I'm not ignoring you. I'm still working on replying to all of you. I'm just really bad at email. As good as it was to hear from everyone, it also meant that I started thinking about what next much sooner and in greater detail than I was really ready for. I started having some conversations about projects that were exciting, but also left me agitated and unsettled for some reason. Earlier this month, I had a follow-up with my doctor that left me feeling kind of down and depleted. It wasn't a bad visit, per se, and, well, it was actually rather uneventful, except that I left with an even longer list of asthma-related tasks, you know, pull up the carpet in our daylight basement where my office is, have the air ducts cleaned, make the bedroom as sparse as possible, do this breathing training program, etc. And my blood pressure was a tad on the high side. In the right arm, but not the left arm, for some reason. As my lack of accomplishment and I left the doctor's office, I decided to stop by Pals. I almost always want to browse books, and it nearly always cheers me up. While there, I was doing a quick scan of the career section, which, I don't know if this is your experience, but in my experience, it's a bit of a gamble, because there's so much there that's either irrelevant, you've just graduated, now what, cheesy, literally, who moved my cheese, or just not applicable. I couldn't find any. The tech industry burned me out, but then I found this awesome, life-fulfilling vocation, and here's how you can, too. I did notice a copy of Ed Zielinski's The Joy of Not Working. Huh, I thought, that sounds nice. And I bought it after scanning through the first couple of pages. I continued to read it at home and finished that day. What I got from the book was less factual information and more inspiration and permission to pursue the kind of work that will allow me to allow me the time to do lots of other things that I'm interested in and care about. The book's primary audience are retirees and others of all ages who suddenly have time on their hands due to lack of employment, voluntary or otherwise. Zielinski emphasizes the importance of cultivating many interests and community connections, not just ones associated with work. He explores just how much there is to experience in life and how much of that experience we sacrifice when we prioritize the 40-hour work week, and how unnecessary it is to do that. Reading The Joy of Not Working made me realize a couple of things. One, I definitely don't want to work for somebody else. Working for myself will give me the greatest freedom and agility, which is what I would need and want right now. 2, I need to focus on fewer work-related things so that I can do them really well. 3, I need to give myself the time and space, even if it's scary to do so, so that I can identify the work I truly want to be doing and how I can make that work possible. 4, I want to get to the point where my average workday is about 4 hours, no more, so that I can have plenty of time to do other activities that nourish my mind, my body, and my soul. Sounds nice, right? But how to put this into practice? Well, first, I identified the work projects that I would stay committed to. Stumptown Syndicate, the Recompiler podcast, and whatever working for myself turns out to be. I'm either in the process of wrapping up or have already wrapped up my commitments to other projects. This means I'm not going to continue to volunteer in any capacity for Mozilla. I have a lot of feelings about this, but I'll save those for another blog post. Second, I've been making the space and doing the work to figure out what shape working for myself will take. I've thought a lot about what I'm good at, what I love doing, and here's what I figured out. I want to utilize and expand my experience facilitating teams, communities, and organizations. I want to apply and hone my aptitude for systems thinking, for motivating people to do awesome things, and for improving their processes. I want to apply my love of business, nonprofit, and for-profit alike, as well as tech. I want to help businesses and organizations do better work with happier, healthier, and more productive teams. At some point, I realized this is what consultants do. And so I've been reading every book about consulting that I can get my hands on, and things are clicking. I find myself saying, I can do this. I should do this. I will do this. I have a name picked out. I have a marketing plan and continue to improve it as I learn more and more about marketing. I have a launch plan. I'm figuring out how to make the finances work while I drum up business. It might involve some crowdfunding, and I'll be reaching out to a lot of you for support in whatever capacity you can provide it. Hugs, referrals, a loan, gift, or investment of equipment or cash. If you know someone doing this kind of work and think they would be willing to chat with me about their experience, please introduce us. If we've worked together or you know of my work, I hope you're excited. I certainly am. I'm excited about bringing the same kind of energy, vision, and integrity to this new practice as I have to my other projects. I'm excited at the opportunity to partner with all kinds of organizations to do their work better and more prosperously. If you want to know for sure when I launch, subscribe to my tiny letter. That's tinyletter.com/Christy3K, Christy with an I, 3K. Meanwhile, I'll be sure to keep making time for rest and for taking awesome photos of Birdie, Dora, and the rest of the critter cadre. Thanks for listening. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.